what I can never again.
Never give up that fight for which you know to be true and right. That is your solemn duty, obligation, and privilege as an American. Folks, my name is Maggie Dawn. Welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Don't worry, I don't light my hair on fire every day, but today it needed to get lit, y'all. For the last hour, I've been talking about the culmination of a whole array of actions Donald Trump has taken. It is lawlessness. And I've stitched it together, but I have made a promise to myself and to each and every one of you that I'm never going to leave a show without giving you something to do to make it better, to never, ever give up. And this stuff's bad. I mean, it's real bad. I barely slept last night. Many of my friends barely slept last night. But I'm going to give us a list of things to do together this week and in these coming weeks and in these coming years. And the first one is to take care of yourself. Being on this show with all of you is like therapy for me. What's your outlet? Maybe it's calling in. Maybe it's texting Bill from Green Bay, Carrie from Tulsa, Tom from Jackson, Mark from Prairie du Sac. I appreciate each and every one of you. Cam, of course, from Appleton, Steve in Milwaukee, Mary from Mount Horeb. Sorry, I haven't been able to get to your text today, but I wanted to get this all out there for you all. So take care of yourself. Take a break when you need it. I'm going to have a good meal and hopefully go to bed early tonight because I'm pooped. The second thing is see if you can get a couple people you know that aren't registered to vote, and convince them to check in on this next Wisconsin Supreme Court election, April 1st of this year, just over 60 days from now. April 1st, I think I said it was the 25th. It's April 1st of this year. Now, here's the hard part. Got two easy things. Take care of yourself. Get a couple people registered to vote. Convince them to check in on this next Supreme Court election. Here's the hard part. Sometime this next couple of weeks, I want you to sit down and talk with someone that you very much disagree with about something that you very much feel passionately about. And before you have that conversation, I want you to go online and I want you to read about their perspective, the perspective that you disagree with. I want you to go research it. And I want you to open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. And I want you to try to have a conversation about that thing. And challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Because I'm going to tell you, there is a solution for what is going on. And yes, I do think courts will stand up and most judges will stand up and do the right thing. But that's a small measure of solace because the impacts are going to be immediate and those court cases take forever. But there is a solution. And that is, on a micro level, to enact laws that insulate the Department of Justice and the FBI from political control and power. There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We can start demanding a democracy where the laws that get enacted and the referendums on our ballots actually reflect the things that we think are most important. So go have the tough conversations. Because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations. I'm still not my best at them from time to time, but I keep trying. Heck, if you've been listening to this show, I sometimes try to have them on this show when I hear from my good conservative friends. And I always try to treat people with respect because I truly believe that the vast majority of us know BS when we hear it. We know that what's happening now isn't good for us. And we know the tax cuts for billionaires on top of other already in place tax cut for billionaires ain't good for the middle class. And I'll say this as well. We all know that presidents aren't kings. Now, I'll end with the easiest thing that you possibly can do after you have that tough conversation. In that conversation, I guarantee this person, this friend, this family member, this colleague that you disagree with about something that you're real passionate about is going to say something that you're like, I hear this all the time, or I've never heard that. What the heck is that? Write it down. And then email me that at askmaggie@civicmedia.us. That's askmaggie@civicmedia.us. And I'll address those questions this coming Friday at 3 o'clock in the new segment, Ask Maggie. Remember, friends, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together. Dom Salvia is up next right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.